Happy December to you. We hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, and we are thankful you are with us this hour for the December edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike number one, our director, Mike Crane, usually joins us on the first Monday of each month to discuss WPR-related issues with you. But he is extending his Thanksgiving holiday. So we asked Mike number two to join us instead. Mike Arnold is the associate director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he will fill us in on what's new with WPR programming and answer any questions you might have and respond to any feedback you might have for us. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Mike Arnold is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He oversees our programming and all of our content, and he joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Great to be here this morning. I tell you, it's cold outside, isn't it?
It is. It is for the first day of December. I think we're going to barely crack the single digits today.
Ugh. So. Oh, boy.
Well, I hope you had a lovely Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Thanks for being here today. So I'm just going to throw you a curveball here, Mike. What is Wisconsin Public Radio thankful for?
Well, I think we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a wonderful staff here. We have great listeners. And we also have some great programming that's on the air on a daily basis, but we also have some great holiday programming coming up. It's the holiday season, so it seems like a good time for that. Some of the specials include Hanukkah Lights, which is coming up on December 14th, the St. Olaf Christmas Festival, and the Christmas Carol with Jonathan Winters. Those will all be heard on the NPR Classical Service. And here on Ideas, on December 20th, it's quite a tradition, the What Do You Know annual holiday show. That should be very, very interesting and fun to listen to. Tinsel Tales is a special from NPR that's going to be on the 24th, which is season-themed NPR stories. We also have the Capitol Steps for New Year's. So it's going to be quite an interesting holiday season. Beyond that, we also are starting a new series on the News and Classical Service called Wisconsin Classical, which will be featuring performances by Wisconsin artists recording all around the state. The first show is on Sunday the 6th at 1 p.m. and it features the Madison Symphony and the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra, and Laurie Skelton is the host of that. It's a new thing that we just started. So that's coming up this Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Lots of special programming and new programming coming up for the holidays. I did post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page the holiday schedule,
yes.
So people can check out all of that. But tell me a little bit more about this Wisconsin Classical. What is the reason behind this?
Well, one of the things we want to do is showcase performances. There are a lot of great classical music organizations across the state, and what this allows us to do is bring them all together on a weekly basis. It'll be a weekly show all year round, and it'll feature recordings of some of the great performing groups around the state. So it'll be a really nice way to check in and hear different classical music performances from around Wisconsin, and also find out about what's going on, a chance for you to go see live things as well. So Laurie will talk about that during the program.
We also have been getting some feedback from our listeners that comes into our audience services department on some changes that have occurred just in the past month from NPR regarding the newscast clock. Tell us again, remind us why this happened.
Yes, National Public Radio made some changes to its clocks, which sounds really strange, but before they used to do in the morning two newscasts an hour. You'd hear one around the top of the hour and one around the bottom of the hour, around, we'd hear one at, maybe 7:30. And they decided, because people listen to radio differently than we'd like to think, they come in and out through the day, and a lot of people like to know what's going on in the news. They spread those out over the hour, and that had some impact on how things sound in the morning. And I tell you, I'm still getting used to it, but it does seem to be working out okay.
Well, let's, in fact, we have a caller on. Well, I guess maybe the caller's not quite ready to go yet. So we hear a newscast at about 20 minutes after the hour and another one at about 20 minutes to the hour,
right,
in addition to the top of the hour.
Yeah, newscast. You hear the newscasts about every 20 minutes now. And that there are some people who just love it. They love the fact that they can get an update on what's going on. And actually, the length of the newscast has not changed. We're still doing the same number of newscast minutes per hour. But again, it is one of those things that for people who aren't quite used to it yet, it's going to take a little while. But some people really appreciate it because not everybody gets up at the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour. They turn on the radio and want to hear what's going on. It's a good way to find out what's happening in the world while you're listening to the programming.
Let's go to Tom in Neillsville, who apparently is not real thrilled with this. Hi, Tom.
Well, first of all, I am thankful for WPR. Two things that bother me about it. I find that the whole program, I don't even think of it as a program anymore. It's bits and pieces of lots of different things. And I really, there's too many voices. There's just too much incontinuity or something. And now that Marketplace is on during all of that, it's a jumble of stuff. And my other point would be that I don't think Wisconsin Public Radio has enough news to fill all those. I know you say it's the same amount of time, but I hear the same stuff over and over again, sometimes within an hour. I heard a story during like the 20 minutes to the hour newscast, and then at the top of the hour, Terry Bell was promoting the same story coming up in the next hour. And so there's at least some things that need to be worked out, but so far, I just find it a jumble of stuff, and I find myself going to the NPR app for news more than listening to the actual program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's something that we're all getting used to a little bit, and we will be working on it. I mean, I think your point about, you know, it's one of those things we have to work out over time. It's a new format, particularly in Morning Edition, that we're getting used to. And I think as time goes on, you'll find that things, you know, things are sounding better this week, and we expect them to continue to sound better. We're not used to NPR changing things like this. Morning Edition had the same clock pretty much for, wow, like 25 years, I think. So this is a pretty major change. One thing that could happen as well is there could be some adjustments made by NPR as time goes on, too. So we're working on that, and we're trying to make it feel a little bit more like the Morning Edition everybody knows and loves. And as I said, I think it's already starting to sound better, and we're going to work on that. We're also paying attention to the idea of repeating news stories. I mean, there are some stories that people need to know about, you know, sort of the top stories. But NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio are both working on rotating through stories so you're not hearing the same things over and over again.
Now, it primarily affects Morning Edition, NPR's Morning Edition, the news magazine that you can hear on the NPR News and Classical Music Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, but it affects this program as well, especially between the hours of 6 and 8 o'clock. We do not break for the news during this 8 o'clock hour, but we do at 6 and at 7. And here's a listener comment that came into audience services. We don't need another break for news. Joy and others have great guests on their programs. It's frustrating to have these guests constantly interrupted by breaks for news and weather. There is not that much new news to necessitate a break every 20 minutes. This destroys the continuity of the programming on WPR and in particular, the Joy Cardine Show. I can tune to Morning Edition if I want the repetition of the news all day long. Tell NPR to take a hike. So what about that?
I don't think we'll be telling NPR to take a hike anytime soon. There's so many people who enjoy National Public Radio that it's kind of hard to do that. I do appreciate the fact that it is a bit of a change, and it's taking a little bit of getting used to. But we do feel that providing news updates is an important part of the Ideas Network, too. People like to know what's going on in the outside world. And sometimes people are more engaged in the conversation when they know what's going on in the news. So having a quick update is a good way of letting people know, hey, you can stay here and continue this conversation because now you know what's going on around the world. And we have had some people who've said that they appreciate that, too.
Speaking of some clock changes, there's also a concern from some listeners that they are hearing a different program at from 4 until 5 a.m. instead of Morning Edition. Tell us about that.
Well, on the News and Classical Service, we are airing a program called World Update, which is from the BBC. It's also heard on the Ideas Network. So we're sort of duplicating programming on both services. It was a difficult decision to make in some ways because we like to to keep variety on the two services as much as we can. But as we looked at, one of the things about the new clock from NPR is that it has a lot of blank spots, basically, that stations fill. And normally that works just fine. But at 4 a.m, we don't have a newscaster in to do local newscasts and things like that. So basically that hour of Morning Edition would have a lot of fill. There'd be a lot of long stretches of music. Could be, I think, around, I'm trying to think, it's like maybe 20 to 25 minutes of fill. So that means that only about half of it is real news content. So we made the decision to switch over to the BBC because that is pretty much nonstop news from the BBC. And it's at a time when a lot of things are happening. And we also know that there are a lot of people who appreciate the different perspective of the BBC. So being able to provide that at 4 o'clock seemed like a better service for us. We'll continue for a while, see how it goes, and hear what people think. But we have heard from some people who appreciate that different perspective, too. So it's kind of a mix.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold. Mike is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he is here with us for this December edition of Mondays with Mike, when we share news with you about Wisconsin Public Radio and respond to your feedback and answer your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Maybe you have a holiday wish for Wisconsin Public Radio programming. What is it? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. It is the first Monday in December, which means we're due for another edition of Mondays with Mike. We are talking with WPR's Associate Director, Mike Arnold, for this edition of Mondays with Mike and welcoming your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, maybe you have a take on the new news format that you hear on Morning Edition or the first 2 hours of the Joy Cardine Show. What do you think? What about what other public radio programs are you loving or wondering about? We welcome your feedback and questions that you have. Well, we had one listener at least who called our audience services center and asked or said, "I was surprised and disheartened that NPR canceled President Obama's immigration address." Well, we didn't do that, did we, Mike?
No, we actually aired it. So we were one of the few places that aired that immigration address. There were a lot of network news organizations that made the decision not to air that, but we weren't one of them. We aired it on, I believe it was on both services, on News and Classical and Ideas. And that's something that we're very committed to doing here at Wisconsin Public Radio, is broadcasting live events of that sort. And at times like that, we feel like it's important to put it on both services as well, because there's a news component to both Ideas and News and Classical. So that is something that we did. So.
Sorry that you didn't hear the promos for that. Let's talk a little bit about another programming related issue. We have a end of the year fund drive coming up, a membership drive for Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm going to speak for some listeners and say, what again?
Yes, we do pledge drives on a regular basis, and it's a really good way to get people to support Wisconsin Public Radio. The year end drive is coming up next week. It's going to be relatively short, just a few days from the 9th through the 13th. And we're going to try to do as few hours as we can, but it is going to be a few days. And we basically do that because it's the best way to reach people. People who are listening don't always support Wisconsin Public Radio, so we ask for their support, and that's a way to do it. So that's coming up next week.
And it is a time of year when a lot of people do want to do end of the year giving.
Yeah, it's the season of giving. And an interesting thing about Wisconsin Public Radio that's fascinating to me, I mean, I've worked at a number of other public radio stations, and actually compared to the average, we do fewer days of pledge drives than other stations, which is a nice thing to be able to say. Mm-hmm. I mean, pledge drives are really important, though. So that's also, you know, something we need to do. So
how important are the pledge drives to the programming that people hear on Wisconsin Public
Radio? Well, listener support's the single largest source of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio. We have a mix of support. We have federal support, we have state support, and we appreciate that. And listener support also, though, is a really important part of what we do. I think it's an important part of what public radio does. For public radio across the country, listener support's the single largest source of funding, and we're able to do things that other people aren't able to do because of that support, whether it's airing an immigration address when other commercial networks feel like that's not in the right business model for them to do, or even in-depth news, investing in news reporting, investing in hours of call-in talk programming so that people can talk about issues with other people in Wisconsin. We're able to do those things because of listener support. So it's a pretty important part of what makes this station possible.
Yeah, every once in a while we'll hear from listeners who say, I love you, I support you, I'm a sustaining member perhaps, I give every month. Is there any way that you can provide me with pledge-free programming?
You know, there's some stations that have experimented with that. It's a little bit more difficult with us. In order to do that, it actually would involve a certain amount of expense because we do a lot of live programming ourselves. A lot of public radio stations do not do, you know, like the Ideas Network, for example. Joy, your show's on 3 hours in the morning. Most stations don't do that. I think we do about 9.5 hours of original programming a day on the Ideas Network. And because we're doing pledge drives during that time, when we're doing breaks, you're asking for people's support, Joy, when you're on during your pledge drive. The stations that do the pledge-free drives do not have as much locally originated programming, so they're able to just play the network off of the satellite. We don't have that luxury here, so that's one of the reasons why it's a challenge for us to do that.
That would be quite the feat, Mike. I should do a live talk show on the pledge-free stream and try and do the live pledge drive.
Yeah, unfortunately, it would not be possible. I think that's one of the reasons why we try to have fewer days of pledging in general, because we're proud to say that we do fewer days on the air during pledge drives compared to other stations. So I think it kind of comes out in the wash in some ways.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold. Mike is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. And our first caller for him is Gino in Milwaukee. Hi, Gino.
Yes, good morning. I really like the 11 o'clock hour, Larry Mueller, but he doesn't always have programs I like. And I'm in the Milwaukee area, which has the benefit of WUWM. Mm-hmm. And they have Terry Gross on at that hour. I was wondering if there's any way of having Terry Gross on the news and music network.
That's always something we think about. We have it on the news and classical service every night. At this point, we don't have it on the Ideas service, but it certainly would be a program that probably would fit in a lot of ways.
Right. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Gino was saying, why not put Fresh Air on the NPR News and Classical Music Network at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, at 11 o'clock. No, I don't think we'd do that. And part of that is because, WWM and WHAD and the Ideas Network have complementary programming. So we tend to not have exactly the same programs on at the same time, with the exception of, I think, a Prairie Home Companion. That may be the only program that duplicates between those two services. It's possible that we could have some Fresh Air on at another time. But we're pretty happy with Larry Mueller's show at that time. And I think in most cases, people share that feeling.
Yeah, people love Larry on the Ideas Network, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we also don't want to necessarily replace classical music on our classical music network at 11 o'clock in the morning.
No.
And Gino, thanks very much. And just for the uninitiated, WUWM in Milwaukee is not a part of the Wisconsin Public Radio family, Mike.
Right, yeah. Right.
Let's go next to Claire in Baraboo. Hi, Claire.
Good morning, Joy, and thank you for this opportunity. I do have a holiday wish, Mike.
Okay.
Two of my favorite weekend shows are Says You and Away With Words. They are both absolutely excellent, and especially Says You is hilarious. But they're on at really crummy times. And I hope you would consider either moving them, which probably isn't a great option, or airing them sometime during the week at a second optional time, because they are so good. And because they're so early on Sunday mornings, I'm sure you'd get a lot of new listeners, new fans of those shows. You could do that.
Well, thanks for that comment. Yeah, both of those programs are doing really well at the time that they're on right now. But I know Says You in particular is quite a hit on Sunday morning. But we'll definitely keep that in mind in the future. You never know. We're always adjusting the schedules on the weekend. So that's always a possibility.
Thank you, Claire. Maybe Santa will come through. So, Mike, talk a little bit about how you decide whether a show stays or goes or it gets moved.
Well, it's kind of a mix of things, and it's not just me. We actually have a programming team that works on this. Some of it is based on mission. You know, how can this fulfill the mission of Wisconsin Public Radio? We do make some decisions based on putting programs on at times where we think they'll work well for what people are doing. So we're thinking about what people are doing at different times of the day or different times of the week, which is why on Saturday mornings you hear a lot of more entertaining programs, because we feel like that's kind of how people are feeling on Saturdays. But it's always a mix. So we try to find a balance of programs that fulfill the mission of Wisconsin Public Radio. And a big part of what the Ideas Network does, I think, is it allows people to learn more about the world, talk more about the world, engage around different issues. So that's one of the things we're thinking about a lot with the Ideas Network. With the News and Classical Service, we're always trying to find a mix of both music and news programming that can help inform people and engage them in ways. So
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold. Mike is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He oversees WPR's programming and content, and he is here to respond to your feedback and to answer your questions about Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let's talk a little bit about some sad news that's occurred in very recent weeks. We had the host of On Point, who is on leave for a while yet, Tom Ashbrook, because his wife passed away.
Yeah, she did pass away. She'd been struggling with cancer for some time, and he took time off before she died so he could be with her, and we're wishing the best to Tom and his family as they deal with that issue. We do understand that Tom will be returning to the show before too long. If people want to send condolences to him, I believe we have a link for that somewhere, but if you go to the WBUR website, you should be able to find a way to send a note directly to Tom Ashbrook. It's also possible I may have something here. You can send an email to community@onpointradio.org. That's community@onpointradio.org. I think probably after the holidays he'll be coming back, but it's been quite a sad situation for Tom Ashbrook and his family, and we wish them well.
Yeah, very, very sorry for him, of course. And also, we got the very sad news. In fact, I think it happened on the last Mondays with Mike in November that Tom Maliazzi of Car Talk, was it Tom?
Yes.
Who passed
away?
Yeah,
Tom passed away. Yeah, Tom had been struggling with Alzheimer's for quite some time, and passed away from complications of that. So that's been quite a it's been quite a fall, I think, for public radio in a lot of ways. Car Talk is going to continue with a new name. It's going to be called The Best of Car Talk, which will feature some of the programs over the years that they've done. And we're going to keep it on the schedule, and hope you'll enjoy listening to Tom and Ray doing what they did best when they were doing their show.
All right, let's go to Sharon in Green Lake County now. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning. You are really a trooper, Joy, to spend 3 hours talking to little machines and hoping the rest of us are listening to you.
Well, I'm glad you're listening,
Sharon. I just
applaud
you. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I do a lot of listening at night and wonder why we don't rebroadcast some of our shows from the daytime instead of British Broadcasting. I enjoy their from about 3 o'clock on because it's news over and over, but that's fine. It's world news, and that's waiting for you to come on. But maybe from, say, 12:30 till 3 o'clock, some of our programs, which are very good, could be rebroadcast during that time. Is there a reason that you don't do that, or is that a package you have to buy so you have to have all 5 hours of it?
Mike?
No, there's not a package that we have to buy there. I think the decision to have the BBC on is that there are a lot of people who appreciate that perspective, being able to hear what's going on in the world overnight. It's also live from London most of the time. Not all of the programs are live, but most of the, a lot of them are. And if anything breaks overnight, they're on top of it pretty quickly. So that's one of the reasons why we have it on. We have heard, I mean, I know that the rebroadcasts are pretty popular at night that we have on. We have an hour of Joy show. We have an hour of Kathleen show at night, and a lot of people enjoy listening to that. So we'll definitely keep that in mind in the future, because it is it's a good point. We do have a lot of good programs on during the day that people can hear again if we air them again overnight.
Thank you very much, Sharon. You're a trooper to be listening all this time, too. Saeed in Green Bay is with us now. Hi, Saeed.
Yes, good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just wanted to call and let you guys know that I really miss Jean Faraca. I've even gone back and looked for some of her old stuff on archives and tried to listen to that. But so here's my idea. Prior to retirement, we need a audience consent to your retirement. Are you listening, Joy?
Yeah, we have to put this to a vote. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I know a lot of people miss Jean. I miss Jean too.
It's always difficult to have somebody like Jean leave the station because she was such a icon in a lot of ways, yeah. You know, and been on the air for many years. So we appreciate you calling and expressing that interest. I think if people do choose to retire, though, we just have to let them retire. Unfortunately, we'd like to keep people here as long as possible, but yes. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. Well, Saeed, thanks very much. I know that she is missed by many. Let me talk a little bit. Saeed didn't get to it, but he was going to say he wasn't sure he was all that thrilled about the topics that he hears on Central Time. Central Time is one of our newest offerings, afternoons on the Ideas Network from 3 until 6, and some of these some of the segments are shorter than you might hear, for instance, from the Joy Cardine show. Talk a little bit about remind us of the reasoning behind that, Mike.
Well, part of it is, you know, the time of the day. People are coming home after a long day in a lot of cases, so having a range of topics can be you know, sometimes with a call-in show, if somebody's not interested in the topic, they may go away. So Central Time tries to cover a broader range of topics in an hour. And the other thing is, I mean, I think compared to an hour-long conversation, it's certainly shorter. But if you compare the length of most of the Central Time interviews, they're usually around 15 minutes long. They tend to be longer than what you hear on NPR. So it is, there's still a certain level of depth. But there's a broader range of topics, and so we're experimenting with that and seeing how it goes. So far, it's been doing pretty well. A lot of listeners say they enjoy the program and like listening to it and appreciate the fact that it covers a range of topics. But that's certainly something that we're always working on. I mean, the Central Time team had a little meeting a few weeks ago where they sat down and said, okay, what are we doing right and what are we doing wrong and what can we improve? And we're always working on that. So your feedback is helpful as we work on improving all the programs on Wisconsin Public Radio.
So. And talk some about the Central Time, which is on from 3 until 6, is now, unless there's breaking news, rebroadcasting the 3 o'clock hour at 5 o'clock. And why do that?
Well, it's a format that is used by a lot of public radio programs. Morning Edition and All Things Considered from NPR, 2-hour shows that are rebroadcast over time, use the same approach. And the reason for that is Again, as people listen to radio, there are people who are coming in and out. And so for a lot of listeners, it's just fine because they hear it the first time and don't hear it the second time. So we're doing that, and it also allows the program to be a little more sustainable in that when you're doing multiple topics in an hour, being able to do that for 3 hours straight is pretty daunting, and we want to make sure we have the best quality interviews and conversations on the show. So that's another thing we're doing. So maybe that relates a little bit to what Saeed was mentioning. I think that the program can be a lot stronger with this model. So we'll see how that goes.
Let's go next to Laura in Madison. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Your producer indicated that you might have covered this before. I guess I must have missed it. The 4 to 5 hour in the morning is just simply simulcasting the Ideas Network programming on the News and Classical Music Network. In other words, BBC is the same program on both stations. Why can't you be doing Morning Edition like you always used to? This doesn't involve the clock. It's just a matter of keeping the same schedule.
Mm-hmm. It actually does involve the clock. We had talked about that a little bit earlier. The way the new Morning Edition clock is set up, it provides a lot of opportunity for stations to include local content, which is great. The downside is from 4 to 5, we don't have somebody in the studio during that hour. So in order to present Morning Edition, most of it would be Phil, or a lot of it would be Phil. There'd be long stretches of music that you'd hear. And so we made the decision to air BBC instead, partly because we know that there are people who appreciate hearing the BBC World Service. There are a lot of people who say they'd like to hear that perspective on the News and Classical Service. So that was part of the reason. The other thing to keep in mind is that although there are a lot of people who do listen to both services, and we really appreciate that, who listen to Ideas and News and Classical, most listeners don't. So there are a lot of people who don't listen to the News and Classical Service and listen to Ideas. So this is a way for them to hear the BBC.
Thank you very much, Laura, for the call. Well, what about you? Do you have a question about what you hear or don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio? Now is your chance. Mike Arnold is our guest. He is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He oversees our programming and the content on Wisconsin Public Radio. And we welcome your questions for him, your feedback for him. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is Mondays with Mike on the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Every first Monday of the month, we talk about Wisconsin Public Radio. Usually it's with our director, Mike Crane, but he is off today. So we are very happy to have with us Mike number two at Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike Arnold, who is the associate director of Wisconsin Public Radio, is here to talk with you about all things Wisconsin Public Radio, but we're focusing in mainly on programming. And let's go to Jack in Green Bay next. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, Joy, and hi, Mike. I have a question for Mike, if he could give a brief synopsis about how many programs currently are nationally syndicated out of Madison or out of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm referring to shows like To the Best of Our Knowledge with Fleming, you know, Jim Fleming, and Dr. Zorba with Tom Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now, To the Best of Our Knowledge is nationally syndicated. So is Zorba. And also, What Do You Know? Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Those three programs are all distributed by Public Radio International.
And what is that something that we want to do more and more and more of, Mike? Or is there no reason to do that? What's the future of national syndication of WPR programs?
Well, I think that we always want to be able to share programming if other stations want it. So that's kind of the way I look at it. I mean, I think first we have to serve our listeners here in Wisconsin first, and I think all three of those programs do it really well. But we also do realize that there are times, because we're a large a largish public radio station compared to other places, there will be times when we have programs that other people would like to air on stations across the country. And so when there are opportunities like that, we like to take those. I think that we're happy with the roster of national programs we have. If there were other ones in the future, we'd be happy with that too. But again, I think it starts with serving Wisconsin first. And then if there are things that are just so great that they should go elsewhere, we're happy to do that. So
yeah, and some people might wonder, do we make the big bucks by nationally syndicating shows?
No, not really. There's not a whole lot of money in national programs, but it is a really great way for us to share some of our best work with people. And you know, all three programs do very well on the stations that carry them. So it's a way for us to help other stations be successful too. So it's great.
Yeah. And Jack mentioned to the best of our knowledge with Jim Fleming, just a reminder that Jim has retired, and Ann Strainchamps is the primary host.
Yes, Ann is a primary host, and they're doing a really great series right now on death. I don't know if you've caught that yet, but it's definitely worth visiting the website for as well. It's a topic that I think a lot of people are talking about more these days. And it's really been a great series. And if you want to catch that, you can go to the best of our knowledge website, ttbook.org. And click on that. There's a top banner that says some things about their series on death. It includes audio from those, also some photographs. They've worked with photographers on this. It's a really great series that's been going on and continues to go on with the program. So hope you'll check that out.
Yeah, it really get a lot of positive feedback on it. Doesn't, you know, sounds kind of scary, but it's
it is kind of scary, but I think it's, you know, it's one of those things that everybody has to deal with, and there have been some really new ways that people are thinking about death and feeling like it's something that we should talk about more. And I think it's been a really illuminating series. So hope you'll get a chance to listen to that.
Boy, I'm going to make kind of an awkward transition here, but I didn't.
That's okay.
No, actually, I was thinking it reminded me that Car Talk, one of public radio's biggest success stories, probably one of the most listened to nationally syndicated shows of public radio, and the death of Tom Magliazzi, and the future of that show. The future means that it will be the best of Car Talk in rebroadcast for as long as we can tell.
They're continuing to do it, definitely, and we're going to continue to air it. Be interesting to hear what people think about that. Also, we'd be interested in hearing, you know, are there other programs you'd like to hear on weekends? So if you have any ideas on that, that would be great. But yeah, at this point, the Car Talk, I don't know if you remember this or not, but a couple years ago, the Car Guys retired and the program was going into repeats at that time. They made the decision at that point to continue calling it Car Talk. And it continued to be a successful program on the radio. National Public Radio would like to stick with Car Talk for a while. It's the best of Car Talk and see. And we just have to see. But like I said, I'd be interested in hearing your take on that. Do you think we should continue to air Car Talk repeats following the death of Tom Magliazzi? If you have any thoughts about that, we'd love to hear it.
Great. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Arnold, and our next caller is Patricia in Wauwatosa. Hi, Patricia.
Hello. Thank you. I'm glad to be a part of this, finally to air my comment. This is about Central Time, which I really enjoy for the most part. I enjoy the programs that they have on. However, I find it very disconcerting to have to listen to news every 10, 15 minutes. So I am not listening to it anymore because I just find it too, it's just a terrible interruption, and I wonder why, I suppose, to have to fill 3 hours topics is probably difficult, but I wonder why they just don't have it at the top of the hour and let it be at that. So that's my comment, but I do enjoy all the other programs and especially Central Time, but I don't listen to it anymore because of the constant bombardment with news. I don't feel it's healthy to have to listen to, and it's usually not good news either. So that's my comment.
All right. Thank you very much. So, again, I touched on it before, but the thought is that we are, most listeners want to have some news updates during that time.
Yeah, and the news updates are relatively short. I think they're less than a minute at the quarter and the 45. It's one of those things where, you know, at the end of the day, there are a lot of people who haven't been paying attention to the news and they want to know what's going on. And being able to let people know what's going on in the news without taking too much time away from the conversation, for some people, it provides a more complete service for them. So that's the reason we do that. And we have heard from people who appreciate that. They like the fact that they know what's going on. They don't have to worry about any big breaking stories and they can continue listening to the show and enjoy it. So, but we'll definitely keep those thoughts in mind because we do hear that from people from time to time.
Thanks, Patricia. Speaking of, bad news, former Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, radio host Jean Gomeshi has been charged with sexual assault. And also there was some news in his suit against the CBC for firing him amidst the reports of sexual assault. Talk some about, we had one Facebook commenter who said, time to change your program guide. What's the future of Q based on this, Mike?
Well, well, first off, I mean, it's very shocking news. I think everybody was really surprised to hear that story. And I think, you know, initially when the CBC announced that they were letting him go, people initially said, well, why are you letting him go? And then when the story came out, it was kind of like, oh, that kind of makes sense. As far as the program goes, I do think that Q has a future. The Q program was not just Gian Gomeshi. It was actually a team of people who put together the program. And that team is still intact and working on the program. They're doing a campaign called Q the Future, where they're trying out different hosts. And they're making some adjustments to the show to make it, even better. And there seems to be a lot of energy around that. A lot of listeners are saying, we really appreciated a lot of the things the show was able to do, and would like to hear that continue. And so I think that's where it is right now. I think we'll continue to watch it, but everything we hear from our colleagues at the CBC suggests that they're going to try to work through this. And CBC has done that before. They've had high-profile hosts leave programs, for example, As It Happens has had different hosts over the years. And they feel like, I think they feel like with Q, that that's a program that can work through this. It may change its name. That's a possibility. They've already changed the music and have made some adjustments to the program. But stay tuned for that. I think we'll keep working on that and let you know as things happen.
David in New Auburn is with us now. Hi, David. David. Oh, I'm sorry, David. We wanted to get you on, but maybe we lost you on a cell phone. He was going to say that he loves the show or likes the show Q, and but thinks it's fine, and that Gian Gomeshi is no longer hosting.
Yeah, there are actually some people who say it's better now that he's gone, because they, for, you know, there are some people who didn't like his on-air delivery, which was a little bit. Could come off the wrong way sometimes. He sounded a little bit overly, you know, friendly.
And David was also, I think it was David, was also, his call fell off, was going to vote in favor of Central Time and said that he liked the show and its format. Bill in Sturgeon Bay is with us now. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just got a couple of quick comments. I go along with one of the other callers. I know she's retired, but we miss Jean Ferracca. Maybe she could just come back and do a special once in a while.
Hmm.
But I'm also calling to say that I would really much appreciate if you could maybe bump around some one of your schedules to maybe bring back Prairie Home Companion on a Sunday at a different time. Because I'm catching it right now when I can up here in Door County and WUWM in Sturgeon or in Milwaukee. But I don't get it too often. Otherwise, that's the only broadcast we get up here is at 5 o'clock on Saturday. That's it. I like that show a lot.
Yeah, we've had some people who missed that rebroadcast of A Prairie Home Companion, so we'll definitely keep that one in mind.
And the reason I really called is I also vote to keep Tom and Ray on because there's not a more contagious laugh than Tom's, and even though he's gone, we're going to miss him. He just his laugh makes everybody's day so much better.
Yes, it does. It really does.
Thank you very much, Bill, for all that feedback. Let's see. We have a comment from a listener. Please consider following the lead of major news organizations by eliminating the comments function on your website. The majority of the comments are from haters who have nothing constructive to contribute to an actual dialogue of the topic at hand. What about that, Mike?
Well, it's something that we're always thinking about. And it's not just our website, but I think also things like Facebook.
Right.
One of the things we do to address that issue as much as possible is have some moderation policies that we follow. So if there are people who sort of violate those rules, we address that. So we try to keep it. I mean, I think one of the things that's really important about Wisconsin Public Radio, this is the nature of this show, for example, is allowing people to say what they think and hearing different opinions and stuff like that. So we're pretty committed to that. And we think it's important to hear different thoughts from people on the air. And we believe it's the same thing online. And we think that can be, accomplished with good moderation. So that's what we try to do.
Next, we go to Eleanor in Wauwatosa. Hi, Eleanor.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. You know, the comment I always hear on programs is, what great listeners you have. This is on when you have a guest, and then you open the discussion to have guests call in. But I've been timing it, and it seems there is less and less time for callers to call in with a comment reacting to the guest's talk. I wonder why this is.
So you've been timing that, Eleanor.
Right.
Wow.
I wanted to make sure I wasn't just imagining it. I wanted to make sure.
Are you talking about this show in particular or all of our call-in shows?
All of the shows, except for the Larry Miller show, you know. He always gets his callers in right away because it's that format. But you have a guest speaker, an expert, who talks. And then you open the program, and it's over 25 minutes to almost half an hour before you open up the discussion to callers to come in.
Well, I guess it depends on the hour, and usually, let me speak from my standpoint, and I think every show's a little bit different, and we haven't done anything really to, I don't know, decrease the number of callers on the show. Certainly, that is not the case. I will go to callers as soon as they're there, so maybe a particular topic didn't spur a caller right off the bat, Eleanor.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, and then there are shows like On Point, which I think tends to be a little bit more produced, so they have a lot more sort of experts that they drop in, and you do hear fewer caller interaction on that show just because of the way they do that. So they'll come back from a break, and then there's another guest, and then they have another guest, and we try to balance that. We think it's important to have listener comments on there, so we'll definitely keep that in mind as we continue.
I'll make sure. I want callers, Eleanor. We are a call-in show, so it's a valuable part of it. So thank you so much for that prompt. You know, we have only 10 seconds to go, Mike. Anything that we forgot?
I can't think of anything at this point, but one thing I can say is that we're always open to your feedback. So if you have thoughts or comments, feel free to give us a call or send us an email.
Thank you very much. Mike Arnold is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Brianne Chasseau for producing the program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.